You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into your Anaheim Ducks post-game show. I am Alexis Downey. The Anaheim Ducks just completing their first game of this NHL season, a 4-1 loss against the Vegas Golden Knights. And I know that our guy, Emerson Edom, our new color analyst, your first game for behind the mic, really, for the NHL regular season. Great to have you with us. We're going to go through all of the things that happened in this game, and I think it's important that we start, though, with your overall thoughts. I know you just shared them with Steve a little bit, but just some takeaways from this game.
Yeah, I just, you know, for the young guys hopping in for this Ducks team, we mentioned Pavel Mentikov, some of his words in the interview that I was so fortunate enough to capture here right after the morning skate. It seemed like he didn't bat an eye. He was out there making the same confident plays that earned him a spot here on this opening night roster. I thought Jackson Lacombe and quite frankly, everyone, all 6D on the back end, Fowler, Drysdale, Lacombe, Gudas, Mentikov, and Labushkin, they all brought a certain level of play that I thought was positive in this hockey game. Now, there's a couple breakdowns, and I know we're going to get to a few of them here shortly. One there on the Eichel goal with Gudas, and there was just a slight breakdown. And when talking with Matt McIlvain earlier in the preseason through the rookie faceoff, so on and so forth, he said, breakdowns are going to happen, mistakes are going to happen. It's how you recover. You know, I really thought the Anaheim Ducks, in a nutshell, they had a few breakdowns. They limited them as opposed to what we saw in the last couple of games of that preseason. And they tried to recover, and the effort level was there. And to keep it so close against the defending Stanley Cup champions, you know what? It's a lot of positives out of this game for the Ducks, and a lot that they can build off of in order to try to take down the Canes tomorrow night at home.
Well, absolutely. And let's start with that first goal coming from Jack Eichel in the first period. It was a solid period of play for the Ducks, but Eichel just getting that late goal with 1.3 on the clock. Let's hear it.
Shea Theodore back, once property of the Anaheim Ducks. Moves in quickly. Feet ahead for Eichel. Around the defense, in on goal. He scores! What a play by Jack Eichel. Stick handling around a pair of Ducks players. Beats Gibson cleanly. I want to see that four or five times, unfortunately, but it was quite the play. It's 1-0 for the Golden Knights.
And of course, Jack Eichel would be the first one to score the goal, but not long after that, in the second period, it was Sam Carrick dropping the gloves with Keegan Kolesar. Let's hear that fight.
So, and here we go.
Have a fight, center ice. Sam Carrick will be involved with Keegan Kolesar exchanging punches. A right by Kolesar, another right to the side of Carrick's head, an uppercut by him. Kolesar pounding away, left arm, right arm, uppercut. Hit Carrick maybe in the chin. Kind of a one-sided fight, and they're going to get separated here as both go down to the ice. And we know Sam Carrick can handle himself, but I think Kolesar got the best of that one.
Emerson, did you feel like that fight was a turning point at all in the game of the momentum?
Well, both teams really brought some good things. I think Vegas carried on from what they do best, and that's just a high level of skill, utilizing the time and space that are given to them. And certainly the Ducks just were so much more crisp than what we saw in that last portion of the preseason. So big things from both teams here tonight. I thought it exemplified the passion and the intensity that both teams brought. It seemed like Carrick and the new addition and Ross Johnson, along with Brett Leeson and those guys, Max Jones, they as advertised, are doing what they need to do in order to give this Ducks team the best chance to win.
Now, one of the things that stood out to me in the second period was just some of the saves that John Gibson had, in particular the big save that he had on Mark Stone after Jackson Lacombe turned over that puck.
Feeding it to Jackson Lacombe. Pressured. Turnover. Here's Mark Stone. A shot. Save Gibson. Remember that one. Then a rebound. He got a piece of that. That's a game saver.
Emerson, can you speak to how Gibson was able to, you know, be a big part of the defensive end for the Ducks tonight?
Yeah, we complimented Gibby's effort time and time again. It wasn't just that save on Stone. He had probably five or six just huge stops. And what that does is it there's a belief and a continued belief that he instills in this Ducks team that, you know, I got you guys. Just, you know, keep that puck in the offensive zone, anything off the rush. You know, he's going to not only stop that initial save, but likely the second, third efforts, just like in that Stone shot.
And he did make some key saves, and that one in particular coming when the team was being outshot 6-0 through 7 minutes in the period. And unfortunately, the Vegas was able to capitalize not too long after with Chandler Stephenson getting a backhand goal. I know we kind of missed it because we went to break, but I know you probably saw it as it happened on the ice. Do you think that really was able to give Vegas a boost, especially because that was an odd man rush?
Yeah, there's so many areas that the Golden Knights succeed in. Another big area they do is off the rush. Eichel scored his goal off the rush. It was something that Gudas for sure was going back to the bench and saying he's got a more controlled stick, and he has better on that front. You know, no different on the Stephenson goal. It was off the rush, just on that Ozone entry. It was a back-and-forth play. The deception was there. The patience level with each puck touch was there. And it's just it's one of the things that the Vegas Golden Knights continue to do, not only last year leading to their cup, but they're bringing it in to this season as well, making it tough for, unfortunately, in this case, the Anaheim Ducks.
Well, let's move ahead to the third period. The play still continued to be physical. Max Jones getting in a little bit of a, you know, a tussle with Kolesar as well. But Shea Theodore was the one to add another goal for Vegas.
All right, power play Vegas. A drive, they score. Didn't take long, 10 seconds, a rocket of a shot just near the outer edges of the faceoff circle to the right of Gibson. And that might be a big blow as this game moves forward now. It's 3-0 Vegas.
Now, there was a pretty big save that Aiden Hill would go on to have on Jamie Drysdale not long after that as well.
Here's Vetrano with the puck on the half wall, near side out high. Drysdale, a shot loose in front. The goaltender got a piece of it. It lay there in the crease, but nobody was there to poke it home.
And then, of course, we have to round it out with the Ducks' one and only goal of the night coming from Mason McTavish, answering right back after not too long after Shea Theodore's goal.
This Ducks team have got to realize that the Ducks are, you know, relying on them to score. Oh, there you go.
And they did. Mason McTavish on a rebound after Jamie Drysdale was stopped on a save by Hill. Folks, they're right back in it. It's now Vegas 3 and Anaheim 1.
Well, Emerson, the team will be back on the ice tomorrow for opening day at Honda Center, we'll call it, home opening day, but excited to be back on the call with you tomorrow. I know you got to get over to the bus, but it was great to have you in this post game show, and we'll hear from you tomorrow.
Yes, I look forward to many more of these post game shows with you, Alexis. You've been so great and such a great host, so I look forward to many more.
All right, don't go anywhere. You are listening to the Ducks post-game show on Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. but to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
This is Mason McTavish, and you're listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn and presented by Gettle.
Welcome back to the Anaheim Ducks post-game show. And hey, we're going to be making this interactive all season long. We want to hear from you, whether it's on Twitter or if you texted our text line, which we did get a couple texts that I'm going to get to in a second here. But in case you haven't sent one, feel free to send it over. Our number is 714-940-2950. So starting with Rudy from Lake Elsinore, he sent us a message that said, I think the Ducks need to play more on the forecheck. And now that was during the game, and I have to agree with you, Rudy. They were not finishing. I think that was the biggest part of the game at one point. But, however, we did see Mason McTavish finally get one in the back of the net in the third period. It did take the Ducks a while to get on the board in this one. And it wasn't for a lack of trying, though. That first period was very strong from the team. And we actually heard from McTavish on the stream when he spoke with Emerson Edom after that first period. And when Emerson asked him just, you know, how it was for the team getting started, he was very pleased with their first period and said that they had the whole week to learn their system. So you have to be happy with the way the team looked tonight. There's definitely some improvement in certain areas. Rudy, I'm with you, though. I think that the Ducks can work on finishing there on the forecheck. Another question we got was from Felicia from Ventura County. She just said, I am loving how the Ducks are playing with so much energy. Even with the loss, there was so much gumption, and I'm loving it. Can't wait to see them play tomorrow. First of all, I love the word gumption. I feel like no one uses that word anymore. I love it, Felicia. Awesome word. But yeah, I'm with you too. Again, I love the energy from the team tonight. They were really shining in bright spots. And some of the younger guys, Pavel Minchikov making his debut, Jamie Drysdale being back on the ice, definitely some brighter spots from the Ducks tonight. One area, though, that was not a bright spot was the penalty kill. That will definitely be needing some work, as Vegas was able to capitalize on that tonight on two of their six chances. But let's move on to another message we received. Tony from Minnesota. He said, defensively, I saw night and day better than last year. Offensively, a mess, would put it kindly. Looks like they really miss 91 and 17. Yeah, you know, that second period in particular was tough for the team. 7 minutes through play, and they had no shots on goal. Only 23 total shots on net for the Ducks tonight. Again, just about finishing. There was a lot of opportunities, especially, I even saw from Jackson Lacombe. He had a couple opportunities on the defensive end. like I mentioned, just very happy with some of the defensive play. But when your defenseman adding to the offensive side of the puck too, definitely a positive, but Ducks could certainly use some more offensive help there, putting finishing especially in this one tonight. And we had one more message I want to get to. It doesn't have a name, but he said, or he or she said, I like that we looked more structured, but there's some discipline issues. And I can forgive the shots on goal and scoring chances, though. The Knights are the champs. Yes, they are the defending Stanley Cup champs for a reason, but I'm with you. I was happy with the way the Ducks looked, mostly in that first frame, and then how they were able to bounce back in that third frame of play in this game tonight. Speaking of being interactive on this post game, we also were a little interactive on our Twitter feed at DuckStream on Twitter, or X as you might know it now. We are putting out polls through each game this season, one in the pregame and then two in game. So I want to kind of go back to that because a first poll of tonight was asking who you would thought might score the first goal of the night. And I want to give a shout out here because 559 guy was the one to guess Mac T. He did say on a one-timer on the power play, which we know is what Mac T is famous for. That's not quite how it happened tonight, but you did get it right with Mason McTavish getting that first goal. And the third poll of the night, I will resort to that too, because we put out asking you guys if you think that Mason McTavish will score more this season. He had 17 goals last year than he did last year. So you can go vote on that right now. We still have some time on that poll. Yes, no, or maybe if you can't decide as well. But yeah, I think Mason McTavish has a very high ceiling this season, and I'm certainly going to vote yes on that one. The final poll that was also out tonight, if you want to go check it out too, who will make the first biggest impression in this first Ducks game tonight? And a lot of votes for Pavel Minchikov, which I stand with as well. I mean, it was his NHL debut. He seemed cool, calm, and collected, using his body, making an impact on that blue line tonight. I was impressed by his play. Like I mentioned, some other names, Jamie Drysdale, Jackson Lacombe, some of those younger guys that I was impressed with through this game too. And it's tough to go into Vegas and play in that kind of environment. T-Mobile Arena is got some of the most high energy in the entire NHL. So to have, especially for Minchikov, having his first NHL game playing in that arena, I can imagine that it was tough. And speaking of tough, there was some physicality that was in this game, and no, it was not from newcomer Radko Gudas. Coming from Sam Carrick, who we've seen get physical, that's part of his play. And that, for me, I think was a bit of a turning point in the game. When Sam Carrick took that penalty in the first frame of the play, you know, sending the Ducks to the penalty kill, and just Eichel getting that late goal, kind of deflating the Ducks a little bit going into the second period. It seemed like they kind of took their foot off the pedal to start, and for a lot of that period. So you kind of have to look to that, but knowing that there obviously was a lot of bright spots in this game tonight, especially in knowing that they have another tough opponent when they come for their home opener tomorrow against the Carolina Hurricanes, who I believe are still playing right now against the LA Kings, but we'll get to that a little bit later on. Overall, great effort tonight by the Anaheim Ducks. Just definitely some improvements and more structure, as some of you have noted. And I think that there's certainly a lot of good to take from this game. And I'm curious to hear what head coach Greg Cronin says after his first game behind the bench as the head coach for the Anaheim Ducks. But we've got a bit more to get to in this post-game show, including a look at all the other games that happened today, because there were 13 other NHL games, and one of those, like I mentioned, is still going on. So don't go anywhere. You are listening to the Ducks post-game show on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying you got something for me. Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station. The Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search The Big 615 or tell your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Gotcha! Strikes quickly! The magic continues for
TC. Music.
I can buy myself flowers.
Come down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search The Big 615 or ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn.
We're back with the Anaheim Ducks post-game show. You are listening to us on Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn. Well, instead of just looking at the Ducks tonight, I want to give a shout-out to our friends down in San Diego because the San Diego Gulls had their first game, their opener for the season on Friday night, and they got the win over the Ontario Reign 4-1. The first win for head coach Matt McIlvain behind the bench. And, you know, there was definitely some positives from that game as well. If you look at some of those guys in the Ducks organization, Pavel Regenda scored twice in that game. It was his second multi-point game in the American Hockey League. Alex Stalock in the net made 40 of 41 saves on the night. And defenseman Olin Zellweger had two assists, his first multi-point night for him in the American League. So definitely some bright spots for our friends down in San Diego as well. They will be playing again tomorrow against the Reign in Ontario once again. But also, I want to take a look at all of the other games that were going on around the NHL today because there was a lot of hockey, and the Ducks were the very last team to get going on their NHL season. So let's take a look at some of those scores. I know that the one that we're keeping our eye on that's happening right now is the Hurricanes and Kings game. It is tied 5-5, and I believe we're going to overtime with that one. So that will be the opponent for the Ducks tomorrow night as a part of their home opener at Honda Center. Hurricanes might be a little tired. They're going to extra frame of hockey, so they could be a little tired, some tired legs tomorrow. We'll have to see as the Ducks host them in their first game. But some other games that I want to talk about, some of the bigger highlights from around the NHL. The only other team that hadn't played going into today besides the Ducks was the New York Islanders, and they got things going today against the Buffalo Sabres, getting a 3-2 win as a part of that one. Another game that I want to look at, the Columbus Blue Jackets and New York Rangers. Boone Jenner had a natural hat trick for Columbus as a part of their 5-3 win. The Pittsburgh Penguins taking on the Calgary Flames. They had a 5-2 win over the Flames, and all five of Pittsburgh's goals came in the third period, so a come-from-behind win for the Penguins. And then also another hat trick happened today. Auston Matthews, his second straight hat trick in for the Maple Leafs and their 7-3 win today over the Minnesota Wild. Auston Matthews had five goals in less than four periods of hockey so far in this season. So doing what we know he does and just scoring goals. But some other scores from the night, if you take a look around the NHL, the Red Wings taking down the Lightning 6-4. Big win for them. The Canadiens taking down the Blackhawks 3-2. Cole Caulfield scoring as a part of that one, as some might call him Goal Caulfield as well. The St. Louis Blues, taking down the Kraken in overtime. It went to a shootout today, 2-1. And then also the Canucks taking down the Oilers 4-3. And then another shootout as well. The Colorado Avalanche taking down the Sharks in this one, 2-1. So keeping my eye on that overtime game, the only game left playing right now on the West Coast right now, the LA Kings and Carolina Hurricanes in overtime. Also, I want to give a quick shout out to our very own Ducks DJ JoJo, because once you're done listening to this Ducks post game show, if you want to head over to the Garth Brooks tailgate radio station on TuneIn, you can hear him tonight. He will be going until 2 a.m. He's got all the best songs playing, quite the mix that DJ JoJo put together. He's been going since 8 p.m. tonight, so through this Ducks game, but he will be on till 2 a.m. And we'll have the replay of his track in the near future right here on Duckstream as well. So a couple other things I want to touch on from tonight's game. I know that we also talked a little bit about some of the offensive struggles that the team had tonight, and that was certainly no shortage last season if you go back to that. But having Trevor Zegras back on this long three-year contract that he was just able to sign, if you watched him in his play tonight, I thought he did a pretty good at creating some offensive chances. We saw some of those bright spots from Trevor Zegras, and knowing that we know what he can do and what he can bring to the ice. Obviously, though, he has not been too shy about talking about how he wants to work on his defensive play this season. That is certainly an area of emphasis for him. But he did have a chance in this game where he had a little backhand towards the net. That was probably my favorite play from Zegras tonight. Some other things to note, just I mentioned a little bit earlier, Jackson Lecomte, some offensive chances, creating some opportunity there. Also, Cam Fowler had a lot of blocked shots tonight at one point. He ended up having seven blocked shots in this game, and that's something that the Ducks did have quite a bit of tonight, 18 blocks in total. So good to see the defensive play just working as they have on the blue line, especially in front of John Gibson and net. They did a good job of keeping players and pucks and sticks out of that lane to keep the lane clear a little bit for John Gibson at points in this game. But a lot of bright spots, like I've mentioned, through all of this. And that leads me to my final quack. If you listen to Light the Lamp on Duckstream, I thought it would be great to incorporate my final quack as a part of the Ducks post-game show all season long. So my final quack about tonight's game is just that there is a lot to look forward to in this season, just these new systems that the team is learning, these younger guys to keep your eye on, and I think that head coach Greg Cronin certainly will probably have learned a lot from this first game against the defending Stanley Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights, a tough team to start with. You have to remember how tough this schedule is to start for the Anaheim Ducks. And join us tomorrow for the home opener against the Carolina Hurricanes at Honda Center. We'll have the plum carpet out, all of the stops. It's going to be a really exciting evening, and I cannot wait for it to see all of you Ducks fans as well. Thank you for those of you that sent in your questions on our text line. Make sure to follow along that all season long. You can send in your text messages whenever you may like. I know that we also did have a Golden Knights fan who was struggling with an online stream and was able to listen on our stream for the whole game, just thanking us. So we appreciate it from East Tennessee. Thank you guys for tuning in. But don't go anywhere. Even though the Ducks postgame show is over, we're going to have your Ducks versus Golden Knights replay coming up after the break. You're listening to Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear. With unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expert expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Real country music. Cody Johnson live. Saturday, January 20th, in concert at Honda Center. Country's best. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. With special guest Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael on stage at Honda Center, Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP and reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour.